A grim look at water in Idaho from hydrologist David Holcomb at David Sparks Idaho Ag Today.
The forecast on April 1st greatly overestimated the runoff coming out of the mountains. Really what we saw was a condition that's really in the extreme level of our forecast capability, and many of the April forecasts you could say were a complete miss because the eventual observations fell outside of the range of the uncertainty in those forecasts. From a big picture perspective, that spring really resulted in an extension of the drought in northern Idaho, which has now hit 3 years, which is one of the longest droughts we've ever seen in northern Idaho. If you go south into Oregon, southern Idaho, we fared a lot better. In southwest Idaho, we had in the ballpark of 125% of normal snowpack, and our runoff came out around 90% of normal, which is drastically less than expected. Because we had a good snowpack, good reservoir carryover, we're about normal for reservoir carryover now. In eastern Idaho, the impact is more severe. They didn't have quite the same amount of snowpack as southeast Idaho. They were right around 100%, and having one of the hottest growing seasons on record, they really depleted the reservoir storage. We're looking at a high probability of drought continuing in eastern Idaho next year unless we get a significantly above average snowpack.
Grim, produced by the Ag Information Network.